Today, we'd like to study the title of a blessing and curse in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 1 to 32. We are going to see three questions. Question 1, in verse 20, and you shall write to them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. What is its purpose? Question 2, in verse 26, behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. What does it mean? Question 3, in verse 29, now it shall be, when the Lord your God has brought you into the land which you go to possess, that you shall put the blessing on Mount Gerizim and the curse on Mount Ebal. What does it mean? Moses writes God's words in Deuteronomy of Pentateuch or five books or Torah. Amen means that's right. Yes. Yeah, for God. First one, therefore you shall love the Lord your God and keep his charge, his responsibility, his statutes, written law, his judgment, like a case law, and his commandment, his orders. So all of them are the word of God. Always, simply, you shall love the Lord your God and keep the word of God always. Know today that I do not speak with your children, because the children, they were born in the wilderness, most of them. So they were not eyewitnesses over the followings. You have not known the children who have not experienced and who have not seen, not eyewitness, the chastening of the Lord your God. His graciousness, God's graciousness, and God's mighty hand, and his outstretched arm, his signs or his miracles, and his acts, which he did in the midst of Egypt. Now, first is that God did 10 plagues to Egypt in order to deliver Israelites from the slavery life of Egypt into the promised land. He signed his act, which he did in the midst of Egypt, to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to all his land. Number 2, what he did, God did to the army of Egypt, to their horses and their chariot, how he made the waters of the Red Sea overflow them as they pursued you, and how the Lord has destroyed them to this day. So, Israel people crossed over the Red Sea, pursued by Egyptians' army. So that is the miracle here. Number 3, happening, what he did for you in the wilderness until you came to this place, such as from heaven manna and quail, also broken rock and coming out water. So the last one is number 4, and what he did to Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the sons of Reuben. Those people were Korah's followers. Korah's followers complained against Moses and Aaron's authority. Numbers chapter 16, verses 1 and 3 and 30. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, with Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, on the sons of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men And they rose up before Moses with the sum of the children of Israel. How many people here? 250 leaders of the congregation against Moses and Aaron, representative of the congregation, men of renown, so very well-known men. They gathered together against Moses and Aaron, said to them, "You take too much upon your service, for all the congregation is holy, every one of them." Simply, all the congregation is holy. Not only you, Moses and Aaron, are holy, but we are holy too. Every one of them. And the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord? So Moses, the leader of whole Israel people. So Aaron, the high priest. How come? Then God said, verse 30, "The Lord creates a new thing, and the earth opens the mouth and swallows them up with all that belonged to them." So then, here, how the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, their household, their tents, and all the substance that was in their possession, in the midst of Israel. Why? God wants to handle his anointed ones by himself, not by others. Psalm chapter 105, verse 15. "Do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm," the Lord said. Then verse 7, "But your eyes have seen every great act of the Lord." Your eyes, the eyes of the adults, excluding children, which he did. Moses wrote God's works throughout history in the Bible. So the children who did not see, and even we can study the Bible, learning of God's care and love. So that's why Moses wrote, you know, God's acts and five books such as Deuteronomy. So now we didn't see, you know, actual the crossing over in Red Sea, you know, manna, quail, you know, the ten plagues, you know, on Egyptian. But we can see God's care and God's love. Verse 8, "Therefore you shall keep every commandment which I command you today, that you may be strong and keep and go in and possess the land which you cross over to possess." Verse 9, and, "that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord swore to give your fathers to them and their descendants." So, keep every commandment, that's a condition precedent you performed to keep every commandment, every God's order, then the blessing will be given to you. Possess the land and prolong your days, given upon the satisfaction of the condition precedent. So simply means, if you do not keep every commandment, you wouldn't get the land, you couldn't prolong your days. So the Lord swore to give your fathers to them, swore, which means irrevocable promise. So God made a promise with Israel, so God, you know, cannot cancel his promise. So God's irrevocable promise with the Israelites. "A land flowing with milk and honey, for the land which you go to possess is not like the land of Egypt, how? From which you have come, where you sowed your seed and watered it, watered the land of Egypt by food as a vegetable garden. They watered the land of Egypt by full, which means they pumped water by paddling with their feet out of Nile's river. But the land, the promised land, which you cross over to possess, is a land of hills and valleys, not just like a plain in a desert area, hills and valleys, which drinks water from the rain of heaven. So God provides rains, the watering that land. A land for which the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it. Realizing that God's eyes are always on here is valuable to our spiritual life. Always God's presence on my life, acknowledgement is so valuable on our spiritual life. From the beginning of the year to the very end of the year. So Israel people, the beginning of the year, the seventh month, the first day, Israel lunar calendar. That's a trumpet day. That's a new year. And it shall be that if you honestly obey or diligently obey my commandments, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, then, here, if then, if condition precedent, then I will give you the rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain. Early rain is the seventh first trumpet day, New Year day. That's early rain. Early rain, you know, covered grape and olive tree kind of thing. So here, the latter rain, the first month 16, the first fruits harvest, barley harvest, then up to wheat harvest. So the third month, sixth wheat harvest. So here, your grain covered by the latter rain, new wines, your oil came from the early rain. So your grain by the latter rain, your new wine and your oil coming by the early rain. And I will send the grass in your fields for your livestock that you may eat and the field. Take a heed to yourselves, lest your heart be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. That is spiritual adultery. Lest the Lord's anger be aroused against you, and he shut up the heavens so that there be no rain, and the land yield no fruit or no product produce, and you perish quickly from the good land which the Lord is giving you. Therefore, you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul. So that is simply meaning to implant my word in your heart. Implant God's word in your heart. And bind them as a sign on your hand. So the Bible verses bind on your hand, your wrist. They shall be as frontlets between your eyes. Your eyes between a frontlet over there, Bible verses 2. You shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up, and you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, on your doors too. What's the purpose? The purpose is, verse 18 said, lay off this word of mine, or lay off this God's words in your heart, in your soul. That's the purpose. James chapter 1, verse 21, 22, therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness or gentleness the implanted word, which is able to save your soul, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So basically, poster the word of God on the doorpost or on your gate, and the purpose is in order to lay up God's word in our heart, you know, our soul. Then it's a to do God's word too, you know, following by doing. Because without doing, just the hearing over God's word, that's deceiving, you know, ourselves. That's why we should do, you know, God's word. Verse 20, here 21, that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied, the blessing come out if you keep the word of God in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them, like the days of the heavens above the earth. For if, here condition precedent, if you carefully or diligently keep all these commandments. The Bible, all, every, no exception. God doesn't want to miss God's word. All these commandments, which I command you to do, to love the Lord. First, love, heart important, love the Lord your God. To walk in all his way, to work in all his way, to live your life in all his way, in God's ways. To hold fast to him, simply meaning full trust on God, full trust on God. Then, so condition precedent, satisfied by yourself, then the Lord will drive out all these nations from before you, all these nations in the promised land from before you. You will dispossess greater, mightier nations than yourselves, or expelled, you know, all people from the promised land. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads shall be yours. We can apply this verse to our spiritual life. In spiritual realm, every fleshy place in my life on which the sole of your foot, of your life, treads, shall be become my life in the spirit. My life ruled by that area of my flesh, not any longer, but my life ruled by the spirit in Jesus' name. From the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, the Babylonian western river, even to the western sea, Mediterranean Sea, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand against you. The Lord your God will put the dread, high fear over you, and the fear of you upon all the land where you tread, just as God has said to you. Behold, I set before you today a blessing and curse. This one is basically talking about the law about blessings. The other one, curse, meaning the law about curses. The reference, Joshua chapter 8, verse 34. And afterwards, Joshua read all the words of the law, the blessings and the cursings, according to all that is written in the book of the law. 20, if you obey the blessing, you know, 27, 28 explaining, the blessing, the law about the blessing. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and the curse, the law about the curse, if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way which I command you today to go after other gods which you have not known. So here, condition precedes both of them. So if you obey, the blessing comes. If you do not obey, the curse comes out. So given free will to choose either, like Adam's, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and any other trees. So God gave a free will to choose. You obey commandments or not. God doesn't want to force you. Verse 29, now it shall be when the Lord your God has brought you into the land which you go to possess, that you shall put the blessing on Mount Gerizim and the curse on Mount Ebal. What does it mean, blessing on Mount Gerizim? That meaning, actually, Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 12 to 15, Joshua 8, verse 34, 35. Basically, God told Moses, when you occupy the promised land, so Gerizim, Ebal Mount, located the promised land, the second city area, second city in the valley of Samaria. So 2 mounts about the city of Shechem, in the valley of Samaria, 6 tribes standing on Mount Gerizim to say, Amen, Amen, after Joshua or Levite reading the law about blessings, while the other 6 tribes standing on Mount Ebal to say, Amen, Amen, after he's reading the law about curses. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 12 to 15. These shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people when you have crossed over the Jordan River. So 6 tribes right here. Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. And these shall stand on the other tribe, stand on Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. Then the Levite, here Levite, shall speak with a loud voice and say to all the men of Israel, here one example, the verse 15, cursed is the one who makes a carved or molded image an abomination to the Lord, the work over the hands of a craftsman, and sets it up in secret. And all people standing on Mount Ebal shall answer, say, Amen, Amen. So that exactly they did. The Joshua conquered promised land, the Joshua chapter 8, verse 34, 35. And afterward, Joshua read all the words of the Lord, blessings and the cursings, according to all that is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses had commanded, which Joshua did not read before all the assembly of Israel, with the women, the little ones, and the strangers who were living among them. So basically, Joshua read us all law in the book of law written by Moses, inspired by God. So then, are they not on the other side of Jordan towards the setting sun in the land of Canaanite, who dwell in the plain opposite Gilgal beside the terebinth tree of Moriah? Terebinth trees, also oil trees. For you will cross over the Jordan and go in to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you, and you will possess it and dwell in it. And you shall be careful to observe all the statutes and judgments which I set before you today. So followed by doing. John chapter 3, verse 13 and 18. 1 John chapter 3, verse 13, 18. This one is, So then is also the James chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. So basically, so you, your faith, you know, must be followed by works. James chapter 1, verse 22, as we already read, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So last one, we want to read 1 John chapter 3, verse 13 up to 18. 1 John chapter 3, verse 13 to 18. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. So that's obvious, the world is anti-Christ, influenced the world, hate you. So we do not be frightened, my brethren. We know that we have passed from death unto life upon our face. So even if we live on the earth, you know, anyway, we already have eternal life, you know, into regardless of our, you know, physical life. Because we love the brethren, he that loves not his brother abides in death, because I have love inside in me. Whosoever hates his brother is a murderer from heart, a murderer. So that's the intention of God to make the law. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. Jesus Christ was dead with blood for us. That's a sign of love. That's a mark of love, unconditional love. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. That is Jesus' standard. But whoso has this world good and sees his brother have a need and shuts up his bowls of compassion from him, how dwells the love of God in him? My children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. So basically, love over word, God's word, followed by a deed. So in truth. That is truth, which is the word of God, also Jesus himself. Jesus' life, exactly that. Let's see each question answer. In verse 20, and you shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gate. What is its purpose? That answer, verse 18. The purpose is, verse 18 said, to lay up the God's words in our heart and in our soul, or to implant God's word in our heart. That's the purpose. The word of God was posted on doorposts and on gates. Question 2. In verse 26, behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. What does it mean? This one's God set before Israel people today blessing. The law about blessings and the law about curses. Question 3. In verse 29, now it shall be when the Lord your God has brought you into the land which you go to possess, that you shall put the blessing on Mount Gerizim and the curse on Mount Ebal. What does it mean? So six tribes standing on Mount Gerizim, the other six tribes are standing on Mount Ebal. So Levi, or Joshua, so rather, the law about blessings, then is the six tribes standing on Mount Gerizim, say amen, amen, amen. The children, women, and sit there, all, you know, to say amen, amen. They can listen, to remind, meditate God's word about the law, about blessing. But the other one is the cursor, the law about cursor reading. The other side is the six tribes said amen, amen. The children also following amen, amen, so they can remind, you know, their law about the curse. Okay, let's just sing song all together on bulletin, page 40, number 5. Let's just sing all together, page 40, number 5.